Our next story could also make for a pretty dramatic movie, the 1953 coup in Iran, 60 years ago today. It was one of the decisive events in the history of modern Iran, laying the foundation for popular anti-American sentiment there. The U.S. and Britain instigated and directed the coup. The coup ousted the democratically elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh, who was suspected of being pro-Soviet. The spies who directed the operation were all colorful characters. One of the CIA frontmen was a respected archaeologist. Now, it's long been acknowledged that America and Britain played a role in that coup, but today, for the first time, CIA documents have been published detailing the agency's involvement. Malcolm Byrne of the National Security Archive at George Washington University obtained the documents through a Freedom of Information request.
What's new is simply the admission by the CIA that they took part in the coup, and it's very explicitly stated in an excerpt from a section of an internal CIA history that has been released before, but with even more excisions than the version that we now have. So there isn't anything dramatically new in terms of, you know, what's going to change our understanding of the event. It's apparently a recognition by the CIA that it doesn't make sense for them to keep this an official secret anymore. Mm. That's a big deal for all kinds of reasons, though.
I mean, a cursory scan of the documents, two things kind of jump out. One is the extent of micromanagement of the coup from Washington, and also the archaic language. I mean, I know this is the early 50s, so why should I be surprised? But they talk about employing bands of ruffians, but that feels more like Pirates of the Caribbean than the Cold War.
Yeah, well, you should read Kermit Roosevelt's book. I mean, he's a very, you know, old school educated guy, and he writes very elegantly, and so does Donald Wilbur, who wrote the best known internal history that the CIA produced, of course only for internal consumption. But this was a very important event from all kinds of perspectives, and there is a crucial question involved that relates to your first point, and that is, we still don't have a real consensus among either academics or policymakers in Iran, or, you know, people in any of these countries, about who really orchestrated the coup. We take it almost for granted that the Americans and British pulled the strings, but there are plenty of people out there, including, you know, recognized historians, who believe that Iranians played the key role, and that the Americans, if they were involved at all, were only involved at the beginning, blew it because the first attempt failed. And then Iranians came in with their own plans, their own connections, and they were the ones who pulled it off.
Malcolm, did you get everything you wanted from your Freedom of Information request? I mean, what else remains
Absolutely
under wraps?
Not. By no stretch.
What else do you want to know?
Well, first of all, the document that revealed this connection still has dozens of pages completely excised, whited out. What else is there? And why on earth is it kept secret when we know as much as we do from other sources? As far as we know, there's roughly 1 cubic foot of documents remaining at CIA that were not destroyed in the early 1960s for ridiculous reasons.
They measure their document volume in cubic feet?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a standard thing, you know, shelf feet or it's basically a box, a banker's box full of documents. But that's a fair amount. That's a few thousand pages.
Docs, yeah.
And I got from this release maybe 200 pages at most.
I mean, given where things stand today between the U.S. and Iran, were there moments as you went through these documents where you're just kind of peering into the future and how the relationship would be hard to get back on the rails after the Mossadegh coup?
Well, I mean, you have the benefit of hindsight, and it's hard to get rid of that. But you're constantly, when you look at not just these materials, but the whole history of the period, it is stunning to see the attitudes of, in this case, the Americans and the British, the presumptuousness involved, that it is up to us to determine the fate of this country. We know what is best for it. We understand it better than they do. And of course, the fact is we didn't understand it at all. Our assumptions about Mossadegh, our assumptions about the strengths of the Soviets and their communist allies in Iran were completely off base. But there was no sense that this could possibly be the case in the minds of the people who put all of this stuff together.
Malcolm Byrne, Director of Research at the National Security Archive at George Washington University. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Marco.